Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
John Ritchie, James Seltzer, Joe DeCamera on the Midday Show. We're
I like
back.
That order. That was a good order there.
Yeah. Joe is absent, so maybe he's calling it a day.
You think he just left? It's like, I won't beat the hammer, barely scrape by. I'm going to get out of here.
He did barely scrape by today. Now he's lightly jogging back into the room.
Well, you could have sought me out of here.
I did. I sent Jack Fritz to go get you. What do you want me to do?
Well, you didn't send him early enough. Yeah. I got to read commercials here. I mean, we got commercials we do on WIP. You know, I mean, Mr. Voice Guy. What the heck? It's not just about 4 hours. You got to do some other stuff, too.
I get it.
But it all happens within about the same 4 hours.
Yeah, it does actually. Good point.
Show the camera. Well, we show up at 9. We're here at 9. It's all.
I'm here well before that. But yes.
What are you going to do? All right, our NFL picks coming up at the top of the hour. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Joe in Upper Darby. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going well, Joe.
Getting excited for the game. Getting excited, Joe. This is a big game on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous. I'll be honest. I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous. Crazy. Don't be nervous.
I'm shaking a little bit.
There's reason to be nervous. We are not a good enough team to automatically assume that we'll beat a bad team.
We're going to lose to Ben DiNucci. Ben DiNucci, we're going to lose to him.
Which would be crazy. Here's the thing. You know what's worked well for the Eagles all season? Putting guys out there that no one has the scouting report on, that no one has that little black book on. You know, they don't know what Travis Fulgham's going to look like. And so, they don't really focus coverage on Travis Fulgham. Then he goes out and has a game, couple games, few games. This guy, Ben DiNucci, is not terrible. I'm not saying he's great. I'm saying he might give them a better chance than Andy Dalton did. So,
without a doubt, Andy Dalton sucks.
Yeah, he was surprisingly bad. That's what happens when you have a terrible offensive line. That's what normally happens to any quarterback, good or bad, if they don't have enough time to throw it, if they don't even have enough time to step into a throw. This Ben DiNucci guy has more athleticism and can make plays when everything breaks down, very similar to Carson.
All right, Joe, give me what you got, a player you hate it.
Marcus Morris. He always torches the Sixers.
Philadelphia's own Marcus Morris. All right.
I like his mindset. I don't think I like playing against him, but I do respect him.
You know who you didn't like, John? Who I actually kind of admired the way he went about it?
Dudley?
Yes.
How can you possibly like him?
Because it's not that I like him. It's that his Nets team, it was the Nets that year, right? Yeah. His
Correct.
Nets team had a little chance to beat the Sixers, very little, and he was doing anything he could to just kind of get inside the Sixers' head and muck it up. And I respect that.
He just won a world championship. He's on the Lakers.
Good. LeBron James won the world championship.
Sure, and Anthony Davis.
And Anthony Davis won the world championship. By the way, one thing I got to get off my chest here, because I've heard way too much criticism in the last 24 hours. I got to hop sports here for a moment. We just went from football to basketball. Now let's go to baseball for 1 second. James, I'm really curious your thoughts on this. I can't believe the criticism the Chicago White Sox are getting. And we just had a sports commentary in the last commercial break from someone about this. For naming Tony La Russa as their manager. Yeah, he's 76. Yeah, someone who was 66 10 years ago is now 76. And you know what? Next year he's going to be 77. And you know what? He's going to be a great manager because Tony La Russa is a great manager. So for all the knuckleheads across America blasting the White Sox and, frankly, making fun of them. And I've seen a lot of people making fun of the White Sox for naming Tony La Russa the manager. I think you're a bozo.
Well, apparently right? Their whole organization hates it. It was a Jerry Reinsdorf move. Apparently there's like a mutiny in the organization. Everyone did not want Tony La Russa. I'm a Tony La Russa fan as a manager. I think he's the best of my lifetime as a baseball manager. I think he's that good.
You think he's the best of your lifetime?
Of my lifetime.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think he's the best of my lifetime.
I mean, certainly amongst them.
I think he's that good. But, man, it's a young team. A lot of personality on that team. The Tim Andersons, Luis Robert. Like, they got a lot of young guys who like to, you know, play the game a certain way. I don't know that Tony La Russa fits that. Like, well, Tony La Russa is going to have to adjust if he's going to be good this time.
Tony La Russa coached Jose Canseco, who the last time I checked was kind of a wild man in 1988. He also coached Ricky Henderson.
He's 76, though. I mean, it is harder to relate to those younger kids.
Dude,
like, it is, naturally.
Sign me up for Tony La Russa being the manager of a team I care about any day. Now, I like Girardi. I'm not saying one over the other. I'm just saying –
I understand.
Look, people are acting like they hired a bozo.
People are going overboard with it.
It's ridiculous.
But I do think there is the chance that it doesn't work for those reasons.
Just remember this. The last time Tony La Russa managed, he took an inferior team, the St. Louis Cardinals, and beat a superior, spectacular team, the 2011 Phils, beat them, then won another series, then won another series, then retired. He's won 3 World Series. People blasting the La Russa hire, I think, seriously need to check themselves. Let's go to Jake in West Philadelphia. What's up, Jake?
Hey, I hated Michael Irvin as a player, and I believe I hate him more now as an analyst.
Jake, I've been waiting for that answer. Been waiting
for it. He is so he was annoying as a player, and that whole first down thing he used to do as a player. But now as an analyst, he is a cowboy boot-licking, strutting peacock on NFL Network who doesn't deserve to ever be on
well,
the air.
Well, I disagree with you.
He picked the Eagles to win this game.
Yeah,
I
mean,
I know, but that,
I
doesn't,
like him.
That doesn't excuse all the past years of his of his annoyance.
Wow.
And if I do have him, if I do have a minute,
sure.
That I'm glad you played that Ross Tucker. I really like Ross Tucker, but Ross Tucker, this is what I was ranting about before. He fell into the same thing as so many other people do. You know what? Carson Wentz, when he plays well, he plays well. When he plays bad, it's like, oh, he's only playing bad because he's trying so hard. When did we get into this mentality of he can do no wrong? Like, if he messes up, it's like, oh, because he cares so much and he's trying so hard. Like, no, he's messing up, he's messing up. You don't have to make excuses for him. This is what's driving me crazy, this Wentz worship. Man, it's like a cult. He's the quarterback. Sometimes he plays well, sometimes he doesn't. You don't have to, when he doesn't play well, you won't have to make it like because it's of a good, something good in his nature. He just didn't play well.
Jake, you know what was really hard for me to come to grips with? It all goes back to 2017 when I truly believed that Carson couldn't do wrong. You know, when I saw that performance, it became like, wow, we really got that guy, like Russell Wilson, like, you know, Aaron Rodgers, the one who just was like a sports prodigy, you know, and it's been a slow process of realization for me personally to recognize that he's not that guy anymore, you know, that was the outlier and not the identifying season.
I got you.
So
well, I know
it's
you're
just
going to have to cut me off in a minute, but can I just say, I hope this guy DiNucci isn't somehow related to Joe Webb.
Well, you know, you're like the fourth or fifth person this week that's brought it up. And
oh, okay, good.
Yeah, I mean, well, I didn't tell you he's not related to him, Jake. I mean, listen, I know your point, and we all saw what happened on that Tuesday night, and we hope it doesn't happen. And by the way, Joe Webb's not the only guy that's gotten the Eagles, you know, when you didn't know much about him. It doesn't happen often.
All right, before I go, hey, Richie, thanks for that acknowledgement, man. That helped me a lot.
All right, Jake, good stuff, man. I was waiting for the Michael Irvin answer. Look, I think Irvin has become a spectacular commentator. Maybe even a better analyst than player. And he was a great player. He was a legit Hall of Famer who should have gotten in on the first ballot, and they made him wait a couple years. But
there are some other things they were weighing.
Well, I know they were.
Yeah.
I know they were. Look, I'm very,
definitely hated him when he was a player.
Oh,
it's a great answer for this specific topic.
Tremendous answer.
He has won me over, even though he's clearly, you know, he leans Dallas's way in everything he says, but it's unabashedly so. that I think he's really honest. He's always fun. He's always got a ton of energy, and he does. He's entertaining and smart about the game. I like him a lot.
I think he is in a category, and this is a rare category, a category with Charles Barkley, who's just interesting to listen to.
Yeah.
In whatever way you want to say, whether it's entertaining, captivating, compelling, different, it's just, you know, there's so many commentators out there that just say the same old thing. And then you get someone that comes along that gives you a perspective that is different, and it's presented in a way with tremendous energy, and it's interesting, and it's compelling. I think he's a great analyst. Obviously, as a player, I absolutely flat out could not stand him. James, what do you got in there?
Some sad news from the NFL world. Adam Schefter tweeting, Herb Adderley, a member of 6 championship teams with the Packers and Cowboys, has passed away at the age of 81.
Yeah, Herb Adderley from, well, that is sad, from Philadelphia, of course. And, yeah, played for the Lombardi Packers. Cornerback, great corner. Obviously, I didn't see him play. Three of us, we didn't see him play. Too young for that. But from Philly, I believe he's a member of the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame. I'm almost positive of that. And a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Some people say one of the great cornerbacks of all time.
Wow. Wow. So Herb Adderley, let me see here, looking it up, passes away at the age of
81.
81. Well, there it is. Went to Northeast High School. Graduated Northeast High School in 1957, which means he would have been like a contemporary of Wilt, basically. He'd probably be around. I don't know what year Wilt graduated high school, but it's somewhere right around that range. And Herb Adderley to football and to the Packers and all the success they had for all of those years. That is a shame. Our condolences to his family, especially if they're listening right now. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Chris, speaking of Northeast Philly, who's in Northeast Philly. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Chris.
So, Joe, I missed the end of the show yesterday. What the Philly guy that was the great third that you kept bringing up, was it Michael Remberg?
Absolutely correct.
Awesome, yeah, that's what I thought.
He's so quintessentially third. He's like, no one would ever claim him to be second. I mean, of course, it's Lindros, LeClair, Remberg in that order.
Yeah, agreed. All right, so Eagles. First off, I'm going to be severely, severely disgusted if Peters is at left tackle and Mailata is not on the field. That's a disgrace. I mean, and what's
next?
Get ready
for it.
And what's next? Are we going to put Folgum on the bench so we can get Alshon in there?
Boy,
is that what's coming after?
That's a really good point. You know, it does leave.
It's the same. It's like a perfect analogy. That's exactly what it would be.
Yeah, it's awful. It's awful. Now, as far as the game goes, though, and obviously, I think they're going to win. I mean, weirdly enough, I'm nervous. Kind of a little nervous about it. I'm anxious. I feel myself getting more and more anxious the closer we get. But the weird thing is for whatever reason, I think if we can win this and we can beat the Giants after the bye, I'm really confident that we're going to get to 9 wins. And I don't know why, but I am.
I don't think they'll get to 9.
Confident? They'll get to 9?
Yes. I don't know I got this weird feeling. I don't know.
That is a weird feeling because it's just so crazy. That's a crazy idea.
But they could. I'm not confident either, Chris, but I'll say this. When you look at the schedule and the way it breaks down, all right, if you win this one, then you have the bye, then you beat the Giants, you're 4-4-1, then you play the Browns. Odell's out for the year. You know, I mean, I don't think Baker Mayfield's great. Yes, it's a road game, but there still won't be many fans there. I mean, I know this. At 4-4-1 on a 3-game winning streak, there's going to be a lot of Eagles fans that are going to pick the Eagles to win that game. Because you're also at that time going to have back a whole combination of guys, you know, Lane, Goddard, maybe Ertz, maybe Seumalo, just a whole, you know, Rager. So now you're a better team. So, you know, I'm starting to get excited in a way that, frankly, I haven't been for most of the year. Chris, give me what you got here, a player that you hated.
All right, this is an interesting one because this is a guy for the first part of his career, I was indifferent but highly entertained. Then for a year there, I absolutely loved him, just like a lot of people did. And then I hated him for everything after that. Do you guys know where I'm going with this?
I don't.
Terrell Owens.
Well, that is an interesting answer. Okay. I mean,
T.O. That's my quarterback.
Yeah. T.O. was an opposing player. And, okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Especially after the way he left and then in Dallas.
Yeah.
See that?
Different kind of category, you know, one of the guys that came through here, but fair enough.
Can we all add right. Adam Eaton to the list, or is that not allowed because he's a Philly?
Because you hate him because of his Philly time.
I'm joking.
Yeah, You don't hate him.
No, I don't care.
Because then
all
someone's going to say I hated J.D. Drew.
That was a joke, yes.
All right.
Yes.
I mean, J.D. Drew.
J.D. Drew actually would have been a fair answer for, yeah, because he was an opposing player.
All right. Let's get to what we do every Friday. And I got to turn it around. Another Hammer. Got a win today and beat the Hammer. 137. Feeling good. Wearing the stanky shirt. Good luck for the Eagles here. And now I got to start winning games in our picks, because last week I went 1-2. Now, so did John. But John's overall record this year of 11-10 looks far better and far different than mine at 7-14.
Gross.
That is gross.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to our selections for week number 8 of the National Football League. John Ritchie, what do you got?
Some great games this week. I wanted to pick a lot of these, but I'm going to start in Cleveland against a future opponent for the Eagles. Las Vegas is getting 2.5 points against the Browns. Now, I know the Browns have a lot of talent. I know Las Vegas is 3-3. A lot of people seem to be still confused as to what they are. You know, they're sort of middling. But Derek Carr is legit, and they run the football. The Cleveland Browns, their defense right now is like Myles Garrett. He's awesome, but then not a whole lot. I know this offensive line for the Las Vegas Raiders will do everything they can to neutralize him. And then they're, you know, I think they can throw the ball on this Cleveland team. So I'll take Las Vegas with 2.5 points added on top. Think about how crazy that is. 2.5 plus, I'll take the Raiders.
You're really not a believer in the Browns, basically.
I'm not. I guess I'm more of a believer in the Raiders than a lot of people are.
Maybe. I like the Raiders. But, see, here's the thing. And, James, you heard me earlier, 4-4-1, the game's at Cleveland. The pathway is open for 5-4-1 for the Birds.
Yeah, buddy. Let's go.
We're all going to be feasting on Thanksgiving.
I'm not ready to go that far.
We're not going to
be
with
talking
our
one seed by then.
Yeah, we're not going to be with our family on Thanksgiving, or maybe only just a couple members of our family, but a 5-4-1 Eagles team. All right. My first selection this week, I find this line to be unusually low, and it's the Rams -3.5 at the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't quite get it. Look, Miami's starting Tua. I wish him luck. I met him one time, seemed like a really nice guy, and I hope he's a good quarterback, because the league can always use good young quarterbacks to help bolster the league. It's a good thing. But I just find it hard to believe that the Dolphins keep it that close when the Rams are just a superior team. And you know what? Bounce back credit year to the Rams. A lot of us thought they were kind of, I don't want to say dead, but that their time of shining was over at the end of last year. And they've had a good season.
You know why? They fired all their coordinators.
Yeah. Well, then there it goes.
Yeah, it changes everything. It's something that we should consider here. Yeah. And, you know, the reason I didn't pick that game, the Rams are on a short week, haven't played Monday.
Yep.
Against a team that had a bye to get ready. You know they're going to try to feature Tua and protect him as best they can. Man, I don't think Miami's going to win that game per se, but it's just sort of scary because of the short and ultra-long week and then the unknown of Tua.
Well, and that's why the spread is lower than it otherwise would be. But 3.5 is still kind of small. Yeah. I'm going the Rams -3.5 at Miami. John, your second selection.
I'm going with the most gigantic line we've seen this year. Kansas City given 19.5 points to the Jets. Now, this is Le'Veon Bell having a chance to go back and play his team that he played on this year. I am positive, actually, that Andy Reid is going to feature Le'Veon Bell in some ways. Le'Veon Bell, this might be the most, enthusiastic, energetic we've seen him in as long as we can remember, having a chance to show up the team that he probably despises at this point. The Jets are awful. They can't score. They can't stop anybody. And Kansas City might be the best team in football. I think they'll win by 3 touchdowns.
All right, John goes with the Chiefs -19.5. By the way, quick point before my second one. This game opened up as the 8th highest point spread in NFL history.
Wow.
Do you guys want to take a guess at the highest point spread number in NFL history? I have the list in front of me. Just give me a number.
Man.
25.
I was going to say 24.
It happened last decade. 27 and a half.
Wow.
Here's what it was. When Peyton Manning was rolling in 2013 with the Broncos, remember they put up like 35, 40 points every game?
He had 50 whatever touchdowns.
They played a bad Jags team. Yeah, he had 50...
five or something?
Something like that.
I think 55.
I think he had 55 touchdowns in one season.
That's so crazy.
They hosted the Jags, a bad Jags team. I mean, I don't even know who the quarterback would have been and all that. They were 27 and a half point spread.
Did they cover?
The Broncos won 35-19, did not cover.
So no, wow.
They won by 16. Third highest of all time, quick aside, involved the Eagles, and it happened in the last 20 years.
Ooh,
Patriots?
Correct.
Good job. Was that the undefeated year when they made it close?
This was the A.J. Feely game.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And the Patriots did win, but only by 3. And there you go. All right.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, my... I was saving that all week for this segment.
That was good.
Thank you,
I'm happy you brought that out. I'm happy I know that.
All right, my second pick, Seattle, -3. They're hosting San Francisco. I don't think San Fran's as good as they were last year. I think Seattle's still a really good team. And this point spread has dropped from 6.5 where it opened to 3. I don't quite get why. I know Seattle's got some injuries, but Seattle -3 to win the game and to do so by more than 3 points versus San Fran. John, your third pick.
I'm going to the last game on our schedule here for this week. Tampa Bay against the New York Giants. Tampa Bay is given 10.5 to a Giants team. We saw what this Giants team is. We saw how bad they are. And Tampa Bay is really starting to hit their stride. And they keep adding weapons somehow. So I'm hoping, for my pick's sake that Antonio Brown, coming to town doesn't take away from what they're building, but they do seem to be building toward an end result that will be Tom Brady being where he wants to be. They're a really good team. And their defense is part of what makes him so capable of winning another Super Bowl.
One of the best defenses in football.
Flies around, man. Like, what is that Giants offense going to do against a defense that's that fast? Nothing. So I'll give 10.5 and take Tampa Bay.
All right, my third pick, I will go to a black and blue kind of game, Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Classic matchup in recent years. Tomlin and Harbaugh this weekend will set the record for the most matchups against each other in NFL history for coaches. And they're often close. And I'm going to lean in that direction. Pittsburgh +4. Baltimore's a 4-point favorite at home. They've only lost once this year, but Pittsburgh hasn't lost yet at all. The only undefeated team in football. And I'm going to get, Big Ben against Lamar Jackson. Big Ben, I'll still take him over Lamar. And even if they don't win, I'll take the 4 points, Pittsburgh +4, to keep it at least close enough versus the Baltimore Ravens.
I almost took that one, too.
It's a good game.
Two of your picks I almost took.
Good game. All right, to the phones we go, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Elliot. Elliot, what's going on, man?
Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call. How are we doing today?
Super, Elliot.
Guys, it's Dallas week. How are we doing today?
Fired up, Elliot.
Come on. Now, are you kidding me?
Yeah, so you're more of a Jake Elliott than an Ezekiel Elliott. I just want to make sure.
Oh, you're damn skippy I am.
All right. Well, kick better. Kick better this Sunday. How about that?
Yeah, we're going to make sure that happens.
Hey,
so, one thing I want to say before we start that got buried in the sands of time on this show, and I just need to dredge it back up from like maybe a year or two ago.
Okay.
Remember how you and James were supposed to do the nutcracker drill?
Yeah, we weren't supposed to. We kicked around the possibility of doing the Oklahoma drill.
Well, I think we need to kick that possibility around again. That's all I'm saying.
I'm in.
Well, I know. Why are you in support of this, Elliot?
Well, you're coming off of a very weak hammer win this week, and, you're getting your head a little big. I think we need to get you into a different contest here that may benefit James a little bit
more.
It is
a very entertaining drill. I can't imagine. The impediment is, getting pads for these guys.
Well, pads, insurance, making sure I actually have 206 healthy bones.
Can we stay 6 feet apart while we do it?
Six feet apart. There's a lot of issues with this one, Elliot.
I really just want to see you in a helmet looking like a bobblehead. I think that would just be hilarious.
Listen, man, come on now. I played football. We've posted.
There is a 100% chance the helmet looks all big and goofy on Joe.
I'm positive, too. Joe, you can't say you played football.
I played football. Elliot, we have posted photographs of me from my days of football. That's right.
Wow.
No,
I'm going to have to dig those up.
There were like a couple days that you played football. A couple days. You didn't even make it through one season.
Let me put it this way.
It was like sixth grade, man.
It was eighth.
It's all middle
off,
school.
First off, it was eighth grade. Second, I was a starter.
So much better, yes.
I was a starter, starting
for
safety.
For one half, right?
And then third, I got benched at halftime, never reinserted into the starting lineup again. Halftime of the first game, I was benched.
Why am I not surprised by that?
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, Elliot, what do you got?
So you had a caller yesterday who was kind of griping about, like, how we're not going to make a run and who cares about a playoff game. And it just, like, really grinded my gears. And, you know, especially with the way this whole year has gone for us, you know, with the pandemic and civil unrest, it's like, dude, you got to be happy for the fact that we even just have football on right now. So that, like, that really steamed me up. And I was just thinking, like, this is Dallas week. Like, we have football to watch. Like, it's time to be hyped. Like, how many times this year have we been able to be hyped? Maybe against the Redskins
losing in week one? Listen, Elliot, everything you're saying, other than the Oklahoma drill part, I totally agree with. This is the most excited I've been for an Eagles game since week one versus Washington. Yeah.
And we're going up a guy named Ben Fettuccini or whatever. I mean, come on. The guy's a food. I mean, our D-line is literally going to eat him like Fettuccini.
All right, Elliot, give me what you got, a player that you hated or a coach in the other team through the years.
I hate Chris Baker from the Redskins for that dirty shot he put on Foles.
It's a good answer right there. I mean, it's a one-timer. And Jason Peters had something to say to him. Didn't Peters get thrown out of that, James?
Yeah, that's how he got the nickname the Bodyguard. That's where that came from.
Yeah. And that was the cheap shot.
Oh, my God. Like, play was over. Foles was just standing there, not looking at him at all, and he just, like, crushed it.
That was one of Foles' best games ever.
He was awesome in that
37-34 is my
recollection. It was in the 30s for sure. I don't remember exactly.
Who had a massive game on offense besides Nick Foles in that game? Massive game.
Shady?
Jeremy Maclin.
Did he? Was it a big Maclin game?
Probably his best game ever as an Eagle.
Wow.
And if you remember, that was when Deshaun came back here to face the Eagles.
Well, yeah, on the other side.
And Deshaun scored a touchdown. I think it was on the first series. It might have even been the first play of the game.
I think it was the first play of the game.
Like, away, an 80-yard touchdown or something. And we're all like, oh, my God, here we go. And then the Eagles, man, that was a really great – that was a week 3, 2014. That was a great, great, great game that day. 215-592-9494. At 1:30, another chance for you to win the Nest Audio from Google. Also, drop of the week up ahead next. My sense, it should be a great.
Your sense is absolutely correct.
A great week of drops?
It's 2 weeks, so yep. it's a big drop of the week.
All right, we're going to have fun with that next segment. Keep the calls coming as well. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, no one does football like FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. If you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, here's something you won't want to miss out on. Right now, new users can get an exclusive plus 2,500 odds boost on either team in this week's big division rivalry game between Philly and Dallas. You heard it right. It means you can bet $5 to win $125 on either team to win. And certainly, you know, my pick is Philadelphia for all of the reasons we have stated throughout the week. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, incredible odds are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, exhilarating bet types such as same game parlays where you can combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win with FanDuel Sportsbook, they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. If you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, now's the time. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, do it today, and sign up using promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER to make your first deposit while claiming your exclusive plus 2,500 odds boost on either Philly or Dallas to win. It'll be Philly. That's right. Promo code HAMMER. Because it will be Philly. Your chance to win and win big with FanDuel Sportsbook. More ways to win.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!